But hey, so I saw some good news about the Two Bops podcast last week, which is that we're now on the largest music streaming service in the universe. No, that's fake news. I think in the U.S.
Yeah, everywhere. The whole planet, the universe. But you know what? We didn't tell them who we were.
Last week, we just didn't say goodbye. We just stopped and done. And then this week, we're just...
Yeah.
People don't even know. They think they're listening to CNN right now. They don't know.
We haven't been drinking
yet. This is Mad Money with Kramer.
We'll take it from the top. That'll give you a chance to fix the whole universe thing too.
So I'm laying in bed with Harrison. I said he likes me. We read the story and then I tell him a story. He chooses the main character. Usually it's him and like either a ghost or some other monster or vampire. Today it was a fart. He wanted a fart, and so I told him the story and I said, "All right, buddy." He goes, can you lay in my bed for just a minute? I'm like, all right, just a minute. Then I got to get down. I have to record a podcast with Bob K. He goes, oh. He goes, and Mr. Cocky Nuts? I said, yeah. And he goes, well, what does Mr. Cocky Nuts say? I said, he says, argh! He thought it was pretty funny. But anyway, hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 80 for Monday, October 15th, 2018.
This week on the Two Bobs, Cocky Nuts here. Hold on. Cocky Nuts, what are we talking about this week on the Two Bobs? Cocky Nuts is going to tell us. Okay.
That's a good episode.
All right. Great.
And in crazy news, we're going to talk about.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's crazy. And for those who don't speak poultry, we'll translate it for you. We're going to talk about
the beer
that we've clearly already drank.
Consumed.
Also, we're going to talk about crazy over-controlling girlfriends that are not my wife. That set crazy limitations, if you will. Limitations or...
Restrictions, Rob.
Restrictions. More like restrictions. I like that. Let's try that. Yeah. Let's try that again. We're going to talk about
restrictions.
Crazy, psychotic girlfriends who set crazy restrictions for their boyfriends in writing.
Oh, the one boyfriend. We don't know that it was plural.
Well, I know it was one boyfriend, but I feel like there are more instances of this occurring that we didn't talk about tonight. Let me fucking do the recap how I want to do
it. You're doing your part?
I'll say it. I don't need correcting,
Rob. That's
coach yours. We're going to talk about a crazy bitch somewhere that that wrote out 22 things that her boyfriend couldn't do. And, I hope he's dumped her by now.
If that wasn't crazy enough, our crazy news stories this week involve funny money, eBaying your girlfriend, probably some bad meth, CPR on a squirrel, an emotional support squirrel, tequila, and a pro-abortion chick.
It's pro-choice, not pro-abortion. I would say
Elena
was pro-abortion, yeah, Rob. Pro-abortionish as fuck.
There's no confusion there.
Messed up. We're officially a whole decade older now. In podcast years, I guess, which is goes by episodes, because otherwise we're just like not even two yet, but that's all right.
Wow. It's a nice milestone, getting closer to the triple digits.
Yeah, our listeners are all stupid. They don't understand. They'll believe anything we tell them.
Oh, they will. They're probably Spotify listeners too.
Probably. And speaking of Spotify, great news, guys. You can catch your favorite podcast, and I'm not talking about Corolla, I'm talking about the Two Bobs, on the largest streaming music service in the country.
And in the universe, I've been told.
In the galaxy, the universe, and other dimensions as well.
All the Milky Way.
Yeah, so you can catch us if you're a Spotify subscriber. You can listen to the Two Bobs.
Yeah, don't, or if you're not.
Yeah, if you're not, don't.
You still get it.
Don't subscribe to Spotify just to listen to us. We're available for free on other things. But yeah, if you happen to be on Spotify, it's nice and convenient for you.
Yeah, well, you can get us on the free Spotify account too. You don't need the premium account. And there's a link to it on the Two Bobs website, thetwobobs.com, or you can go to thetwobobs.com/Spotify and add it to your Spotify playlist.
Yeah, Robert made the internet thing work with the thing, and now you can just go to a website and it'll take you there. I'm glad that, you know, as I've discussed, I'm glad that you handle these things and know how to handle them first and foremost, because fuck if I know. You're like, yeah, we're on Spotify now. I'm like, great, make that work on the...
How did that happen?
Tick the boxes on the website and make it so it shows up. Great. And then it just does. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it all happens automatically. It's just a matter of getting our information in there. Like, it gets into iTunes and Android and any of those other places. So Spotify opens something up to be able to do it. So we're on there. So we've tried it with our Amazon Alexas and Echoes and all that shit, and those are a little bit more cumbersome. So hopefully the Spotify will be a little bit easier for people to find us.
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Sausage and peppers.
Oh, that sounds good.
It is good.
Bratwurst? Did you have Johnsonville brats?
Well, no, I did. No, this was the, I don't even know what it's called. Hillshire Farms or something like that. What did you eat?
I had Manwich.
Ah, did Kelly get some?
So Kelly was out with Colin doing some things, and I volunteered. Well, I didn't really volunteer. She was like, hey, can you make dinner? And I didn't argue with her. I made the Manwich, and she lucked out. I didn't pour it all down the sink for her because she could have any today. So she also got Manwich and Fritos.
Oh, did you put Fritos in it?
I didn't put it in it. I put it on the side. You'll be happy to hear that I put real cheddar cheese on the sandwich this time.
Now, regular Fritos or barbecue Fritos?
Regular Fritos.
Okay. And if you do the barbecue, don't do the twist, because I don't like those.
No, they're just the regular kind. So luckily we had some, because Kelly went to the store earlier and I was like, hey, we're doing like a potluck at work tomorrow, and a bunch of people are bringing different kinds of chilies. And I was like, hey, they were like, do you want to participate in the potluck? I'm like, well, fuck yeah, I want to participate in the potluck. Jesus.
That means I can eat.
Why would you even ask that? And I'm like, what can I bring where I don't have to make anything? And they're like, can you bring chips that would go with chili and cheese and sour cream? Like, absolutely. Done. So she luckily bought two bags of the Fritos, because I stole one of them. And I was like, yeah, worst case, I can run to CVS next door to the office and grab another bag. But anyway.
You know what's good with Fritos and what's good with Manwich?
Beer.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends.
You're right.
Which I gladly do. Embrace.
Great. He's a judge now. Did you know that?
He is. Yeah. He fully embraced the beer long before we did.
Yeah. I mean, apparently that's how you get on the Supreme Court. We've discussed this before. You got to be an alcoholic woman hater, and you can have a great career in politics as long as you know the right asshole. So this...
We'll see. What do you got?
So I came upon this little bad boy today.
Yeah.
Pretty excited about it. You know, we've been talking about pumpkin beers, and this is one of those pumpkin beers that on our list of the 21 top, this brewery was on there. Not this particular pumpkin ale, but nonetheless, it's a good one. It's from Elysian. It's the Night Owl Pumpkin Ale, and this it's a pumpkin ale, medium body. It's a very drinkable pumpkin ale brewed with pumpkin puree and juice, and spiced in conditioning with ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and allspice, Both roasted and raw pumpkin seeds are in the mash, with pumpkin added to the mash and fermenter. Malts are Pale, Munich, Caramel, C20, C45, Special B, Special K, Special Sauce. Hops lightly bittered with Magnum. Interesting. It's like how I like my condoms. Alcohol by volume, 6.7%. And 18 IBUs. It's a fall seasonal draft, of course. Available in 22-ounce bottles, 6-packs, 12-ounce bottles. I got this in a 6-pack today in 12-ounce bottles. And it's a nice pumpkin ale from Elysian. I drank some. I already rated it as a 4 on Untappd because I like pumpkin ales, and this kind of fits the bill. So it doesn't have any of the chocolate or the coffee or some of the other notes that we've tasted in some of the other pumpkin ales, but it's a good one nonetheless. So I'm going to try it again.
Sounds good. And I actually did. You'll probably not be surprised that I did look up to see, because I knew we had covered the Elysian on the episode last week, and I did, or 2 weeks ago, I guess it is now, and I did check to see if that actually was one that was on the list, and I was disappointed to find it wasn't. So thank you for addressing that before I could.
God, Robert, I did my homework already. Well, the main reason is because, first I checked the... Earlier, before I even bought it, I checked the website to make sure we hadn't drank it on the show before, which we hadn't. And then I checked that list, too, just to see if it was on there. But it didn't make the cut, but it's a really good beer nonetheless. One thing I noticed about this one, on top of just the pumpkin spice presence, is it has more cinnamon than I've typically tasted in other pumpkin ales. I can smell the pumpkin just by, you know, the spices from that, but I can definitely smell cinnamon. So it's nice because it has that nice pumpkin taste to it, but there's definitely a cinnamon presence in there as well. So it adds an additional kind of sweetness to it, I guess, that makes it a really good pumpkin ale. So, like, if you're looking for one, if you like cinnamon, if you like pumpkin, this is a really good one because you kind of get a good kick of both in there.
Yeah, looking on Untappd, it's rated close to a 4 on an average. So usually they're a little bit lower a lot of times than you think it might be. So it typically looks like people are rating it around a 4. So that sounds like it's something good. I'll have to look and see if I can find it.
It's a good one. So definitely recommended. And what do you have? I'm a little bit jealous. And and honestly, the beer that you got, I've already looked to see if there's anything availability close. This brewery unfortunately doesn't distribute up to Michigan, or even in, like, I don't even think anywhere. They distribute to Ohio. So what do you have? It looks good.
This is from a brewery called The Alchemist, and it is their Heady Topper. And The Alchemist is based out of Vermont, and it's a beer that it evidently is, as I've looked around for it when somebody asked me about it, it's kind of like almost like the Pumpkin as far as the pumpkin beers. But as far as anybody who likes IPAs, a Heady Topper is supposed to be one of the best. So I looked it up on Untappd, and sure enough, it's pretty much rated a 5 almost all the way down. And I was excited to try it. My brother-in-law tends to go up to Vermont a lot, so he brought back 6 different beers for me to try over the next couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
Unfortunately, none of them are pumpkin, but I figured the Heady Topper was a good place to jump in anyway. But the website doesn't really have a whole lot of information on it because it's a small brewery. But on Untappd, it says, "We love hops, and that's why our flagship double IPA, Heady Topper, is packed full of them. Heady Topper was designed to showcase the complex flavors and aroma these flowers produce. The Alchemist has been brewing Heady Topper since 2003. This double IPA is not intended to be the strongest or most bitter double IPA. It's brewed to give you a wave after wave of hop flavor without any astringent bitterness. We brew Heady Topper with a proprietary blend of 6 hops, each imparting its own unique flavor and aroma. Take a big sip of Heady and see what hop flavors you can pick out. Orange, tropical fruit, pink grapefruit, pine, spice. There's just enough malt to give this beer some backbone, but not enough to take the hops away from the center stage. So I poured it into my glass here, and then I take a little bit out of the can that was left in there, and I kind of tell what I can taste, but I'm going to see if I get the same thing out of the glass.
It's got a nice kind of an orange color to it.
Yeah.
It's thick. It's light. It's a light color, but it's super thick. You can't see through it.
No, not at all. And I get a lot of the grapefruit in there, and there's a little bit of orange in there as well. Yeah, I like it a lot. It goes back to what an IPA, and to me, should be. It's 8% alcohol by volume and 100 IBUs, but the 100 doesn't really punch you in the gut as you might think it would when you're drinking some of the other beers that are a lot less than that. It's definitely got a strong IPA taste to it, but I've tried some of the 120s and I just can't get into them. So the 100 is perfect for me, and I think I really like it. I'm gonna see if I can try to get some more at some point, but I don't know how easy that'll be. But I did rate it a 5 in Untappd as well.
Whoa! So
yeah,
again, we don't toss out the 5s very lightly. I mean, there's only a couple of beers. I want to say there's 2 beers, maybe 3 that I've rated a 5 on Untappd, and my KBS, which
yeah.
I still have a couple of those, but it's like I don't want to drink the last one because then I'm afraid that I won't find it. And I just like to know, I like to know that I have a KBS on and in my beer area here in the basement. But anyway, looks like a nice good brew, and it's kind of a cool looking building too. If you look at their website, looks like a cool place to just kind of hang out.
Yeah, I like it. I look like, according to Untappd, that I can find it somewhere around here. But if I got to venture into DC and Untappd, where it shows where you can get it, doesn't really tell you exactly when it was there. So if somebody checked into it, the availability is generally very limited. And maybe you can snag me a couple poor packs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Use your connection. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know.
That's right.
Or who you're related to or married to.
Or maybe who you've dated in the past.
Could be that too. And you just, and it's funny because, you know, obviously I've been with Kelly we've been married for 12, almost 13 years now. Yeah. And we dated before that. And I've always said that we have a very equal relationship. She tries to sometimes, you know, control the situation a little bit more. And I always give her a little bit of pushback. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think we balance each other out really well. Unfortunately, though, not everybody is lucky. Not everybody has a spouse that just lets them, freely eat Nutella when they want. And
no, you're absolutely correct. And I saw this and I just had to laugh about it because it's one of those things after you've been married for a little while and maybe you've married somebody that's like this. But at the same time, when you like you're saying, you're in a relationship where you feel that things are equal. And you come across something like this and you realize how lucky you are and how bad it could be. And you have to wonder how long somebody would have put up with some of this shit before they kick somebody to the curb.
Well, yeah. And I mean, and you know, obviously we'll go through them because, you know, they're funny. But, you know, not to mention, it's one thing to set boundaries because I think every relationship you do that. But when you actually put it in writing and it's obviously very just one-sided.
Yeah,
that's when you just know you're dating. I mean, it reminds me of like a Fatal Attraction type of scenario. But anyway, so what happened was there was just a little bit of backstory here. So what happened was, so there was a somebody traded in a car back in 2017, and I don't know if it was somebody at the dealership or whoever bought the car found this list of 22 things that this poor guy was banned from doing by his girlfriend. And so she had it in writing. These are things you cannot do. So we're going to go through it, you know, complete with spelling and grammatical errors, but it's all, you know, it's all part of the experience. But so the first one here is you are not to have single girls, you are not to have a single girl's phone number.
So no numbers in there in any, like, the way I read it, not really has to be a single versus a taken girl, but any girl's phone number, he's not allowed.
Yeah, not one.
No, could be a coworker, could be whatever. No, maybe his mom.
His mom.
Or his sister, but that's it. The second one, you are not allowed to follow them on any social media, including Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter.
And I'm assuming by them, they mean the single girls.
Right. All the single ladies.
Oh, boy. Can't find them. We're moving on. You are not allowed to hang out with Keegan, including his house or anywhere in public.
Keegan has strippers, probably.
Anybody named Keegan. Apparently, he's always bringing whores around.
Yeah.
Fucking Keegan.
I
don't blame her for that one. I mean, who hangs out with Keegan? I'm saying.
I don't know. Do you know? You have Keegan's number?
I don't.
You're not. This one is.
I can't hang out with him.
This one didn't make any sense. And maybe there's a backstory there that that we don't really know just from the words on the paper, but you're not to go to Honda without me. So maybe there's a hot chick that works at the service counter or something that he's been caught giving the googly eye to, and she didn't like it. But he's not allowed to go to Honda without him.
No, no Honda whatsoever.
No.
No, not even a Honda. That's just that his mom is driving.
No.
Can't go there. Can't go there. I don't go to Honda anyway because I don't drive foreign cars. So, I mean, it works for me. I think I'd be okay with that one. But what I would not be okay with is the next rule, which is you are not allowed to hang out with your friends more than two times a week.
Well, luckily for me, we only do this show once a week. So,
man, we really dodged a bullet on that one.
That's close. It's getting nervous. You're not to look at a single girl. Not just any married girl. Can't look at her.
Just married ones.
Not even. Yep. Not even in the direction. You're not allowed to look.
Nope. Or else you'll get your eyes poked out with scissors. She keeps knives in her pocket.
Or worse,
in case she has to cut them. If girls come to you at any place or any time, you are to walk away. Walk being in all caps.
Right. So be socially unacceptable and just turn around and walk away.
No, nope.
Be a dick.
If somebody's like, "Hey, do you have change for a five?" You just turn around.
Turn around.
I didn't say anything.
No. Mo.
I agree with this one.
Mo, and this one is a little bit tough to read. So Mo is to not hang out us every time we hang out.
Bullshit.
So I guess when they hang out, they just want it to be the two of them. They don't want Mo hanging around.
Well, maybe it can be more people, just as long as Mo is there, and apparently not Keegan either.
Right, not Keegan.
So Mo, Keegan.
He's probably a mooch.
They're out.
That's probably why. He eats all their food, their pizza.
The next one would be a deal breaker for me. You are not to ask for head. Fuck, fuck, fuckity fuck.
Poor guy. You are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
No more conversation with that one. It was just like, okay, moving on now.
It's the shortest one on there. Yeah. You are not to get mad at me about a single thing ever again.
Including this letter.
Like not asking for head.
Can't be mad at her. Yeah, no. Can't be mad.
If she says no, you got to buy her flowers.
Sorry. If you're mad, then she doesn't want to know about it. You are not to bring up Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh ever again. Like, not only can you not hang out with them, I'm assuming. Yeah, apparently. I mean, Tyler, Noah, Devin, and Josh are lower down than Keegan and Mo, apparently, because she didn't say you can't talk about them. I mean, these guys here, though, they're just blacklisted from even casual conversation.
Well, yeah, and there's four of them together, so it's kind of like a group where Mo and Keegan stand on their own at two different places in the list, so they've got to be a lot worse. And mostly Keegan, I think, since he's towards the top.
Yeah, but you can talk about Keegan, though.
Right, and Mo.
You just can't hang out with them.
Well, Mo and Mo can hang out.
But Mo can hang out as long as
not every time.
Every time. Just Mo sometimes. Keegan never.
Right.
These guys, you got to pretend they don't even exist.
I need to know this, Keegan. You're not allowed to drink unless I am with you.
Done. Bitches cray.
Yeah.
Nope. I'm allowed to do a phone check whenever I please.
Ever is in all caps. Whenever I please.
Oh, boy.
So, not whenever, but when.
What do you think this guy did to deserve this? I mean, did he fuck up so bad that this was the only way she was going to keep dating him? Or is it just she's just fucking crazy? Maybe it's both.
It's a lot of things, I think. I think this is probably one of those where you'd have to sit them down in front of Judge Judy and hash it out. But there's some shit there. And it's I was going to say it's equal parts, but reading through these and we've got a few more to hit, I don't think it's really equal parts. I think it's probably 25-75.
Probably.
And she's the 75 crazy.
Probably. All right, we got a couple more to get through here.
Yeah. If we move in, there are never to be girls at our house.
Which is contradictory, because I believe she is a girl.
Yeah, well, any other
girls. Also, does she not have friends that are girls?
Well, that's true.
Probably not.
They all show up and you start drinking, and then Keegan comes over.
Yeah.
Party!
Oh, boy. And if Tyler, Noah, Devin, or Josh come over, fucking done. If we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed. She meant rarely, but if we move in together, your friends will rarely be allowed over.
I see that a lot online. People say barely, and they say barley, and I think barley,
beef barley soup.
If you catch her around girls, I kill you.
Wow, that's correct.
Especially you're right at Honda.
Yeah, I'd make sure the police have a copy of this. I'm just saying motive. You are not to ditch me for your friends.
Okay. Austin, here's another guy. He didn't show up in any list just yet. He does not control when I hang out with you.
Maybe they're talking about Austin, Texas.
I don't think so, Rob. Austin, Texas doesn't control shit. And not control when I hang out with you has an exclamation point at the end, and it's in all caps.
She's yelling that part.
Right. Does not control Austin. When I hang out with you.
Austin's not the boss of either of them, especially her.
No.
We are to go on a legit date every 2 weeks at least. A legit one. So, illegitimate.
Not Wendy's.
Illegitimate. What's the opposite of legit? Not legit.
Yeah, they can't like going to Wendy's or going out to random dinner when you're going to eat anyway. That doesn't count. But you got to go out and dress nice and
wine dine and 69. Yeah. Oh no, we can't do 69.
Use open table.
You can't ask for it.
Open table instead of just walking in or going through the drive-through. That's not really. I love a
open
date.
Table. Kelly made tried to make a. Trying to make a reservation last week without using Open Table at a place that uses Open Table. I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to get my points?
No, that's forbidden. You need to make a list.
You are not to make dinner reservations without using Open Table.
If I say jump, you say how high, princess.
No, you say how high, princess. There's no
there's no comma in there, so.
There's no comma, and there's no question mark. It's a statement. How high, princess?
How high, princess?
How high, princess? You want to make sure you tell me you love me once a day, at least, so I know you're not messing around. I mean, wow, does it even mean anything if you're saying it out of an obligation? I'm just saying,
No.
You tell me you love me. Why won't you love me?
Now, see, the last one would kill you. Okay. Warmth. It would be fine with me because I'm usually pretty good about it with very rare exception. But the last one, and I think Kelly will subscribe to this one, but you are to never, in all caps, take longer than 10 minutes to text me back.
Okay. I mean, that's like my minimum.
Yeah. I start a timer.
So the author of the article then says, Keegan, Mo, Tyler, Noah, Devin, Josh, and Austin must be trouble. As if that wasn't terrifying enough, the visual of the actual list with different colored markings and notes sends it deep into real life Fatal Attraction territory. So if you go here, you can actually see the actual crazy notes with like the knots that are underlined and other notes written in and words that are boxed in and different colors. Yeah, fucking crazy.
Well, I'm going to put this definitely in the show notes, and I think it'll make a prominent place because there's, even with the notes on it, at first I thought maybe it was bullshit or something that came around, and I guess it still could be, but the handwriting is definitely, it's got little comments on it. You're not to ask for head, and it says naughty, naughty next to it, and she used a different color pen to underline the things, underline all the knots. So, yeah, she's crazy. I would like to know where this guy is and how his life has changed since he sent her packing, but I don't know that he did. I mean, maybe the crazy is good.
Shit, I hope for... Listen, if he's not allowed to ask for it, she better be giving it voluntarily then if she's if he's going to keep her around. Just saying.
At least once a day so that he knows that she loves him.
See, he's got to make a list.
That's true.
Just saying. All right. Well, great. On to crazy news. I got Cocky Nuts here ready to roll.
Yeah, George is ready.
All right. This week, first story here takes us to fucking Florida. Florida man's been busy again.
We talked last week about about somebody who did something kind of similar to this. So I thought it was interesting that this popped up in the feed again.
I mean, talk about being an idiot criminal. This guy here from Pasco is accused of counterfeiting currency using a printer at a public library. Levy James Newberry was in need of money, so he took matters into his own hands. He made it on a printer at a Newport Richey public library. Detectives say Newberry, 28, was arrested on September 1st, but his case is just the tip of a big green iceberg, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Thanks in part to a burgeoning opioid epidemic and technology that makes it easier to print fake money, investigations and the counterfeit operations in Pasco County have jumped by 50% this year. Detectives say we are seeing operations that print $10,000 in counterfeit bills a day, Detective Spencer Hubble said.
Just in, Trump's going to close all the libraries because of all this.
Oh, boy. Last month, detectives received a call from the Newport Richey landlord, Teresa Spitzer of Newberry, one of her tenants, at 9041 Rye Street. Spitzer said Newberry gave her currency that he said he printed at the library for fun. Why would you give that to your fucking landlord? When Spitzer said she was calling the police, Newberry ran away. An arrest affidavit said that's when Spitzer found several printed sheets of what appeared to be counterfeit $5, $10, and $20 bills on the floor of Newberry's bedroom.
When detectives approached a nervous and sweating Newberry, he said he found legal printable money while searching Pinterest. Wow. Searching Pinterest website at the library and began printing the bills there. After his arrest and a reading of his Miranda rights, Levy told investigators he purchased cotton blended paper at Walmart, then used it to print the counterfeit bills at the library. He said, and I did say library, he said he disposed of some of the sheets in the sewage drain, but found a buyer on Facebook willing to pay $250 to $500 worth of funny money. Said he was nervous because he was already on probation for dealing in stolen property. He was taken to the Lando Lakes jail and dipped in butter when held without bond on the charge of forgery.
If I go to jail, I want to go to the Lando Lakes jail.
Yeah. And I want nooks and crannies with all my little English muffins. And you put some Lando Lakes butter on that.
I want some fucking real butter, though. Don't you give me any margarine.
Yeah, that's fine. It's all good.
Yeah, no fucking country crack over here.
Good shit. Well, says they're investigating about 10 counterfeiting cases per week. So, yeah, I guess it's bad down there.
That's what I hear. Where the fuck are we? Pasco detectives say they're investigating. Wait, did you say that one yet?
I didn't. It's got a lot more text, so I wasn't sure if I was going to read it all. It's got a shit ton more.
We'll get through it. I'll say it really quick. Pasco detectives say they're investigating about 10 counterfeiting cases per week. In some cases, people print bills. In other cases, they bleach out lower denomination bills, typically a $10 note, and increasingly
you sophisticated. You see that movie, Bridesmaids?
I have seen it.
Funny shit.
Using increasingly sophisticated equipment.
Pour bleach on mine. It's hot.
Print over that with a higher value note, like a 50 or 100. And I've seen that a lot in my line of work where it's funny because you'll see a $100 bill and then you'll look at the watermark and it's, I don't know, whoever the fuck is on the $10 bills inside of there. On Wednesday afternoon,
it says Walmart on it.
Christina Quinn, 41 of 430 Gainsborough Drive, Port Richey, was charged with passing a fake $100 bill at Ollie's. A local department store? Probably not.
Is she crazy? Did she leave a list?
I mean, she lives in Florida, so I mean, let's be honest. The bill, according to an affidavit, was really... Yeah, this is starting to get boring now.
I told you.
God. Let's see. Last month, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're just talking about other stuff. Technology is improving. Blah, 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 blah. So this fucker right here...
Yeah,
crazy fucker from Pasco printed money at the library, gave it to his landlord,
told her,
told her about it, and then
This money's not real, but it should cover all my rent.
What, he's in fucking prison right now or something, right? Members of Secret Service, they got involved. The Secret Service are the ones that actually handle counterfeit bills.
That's fine.
And when they're not guarding the president and other, you know, and other politicians, they're chasing people printing money at the library.
Now, do you buy much on eBay? Have you ever bought? Do you ever buy?
Like,
what do you look on eBay for? Besides, like a if there's like a deal on a iTunes gift card or something.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What do you look? What do you look up there?
I look for women.
Well, you should.
I'm just kidding. I don't look for women on eBay.
Amazon for that. This comes in 2 days.
We've talked about this. They don't sell people on Amazon. I don't think they do on eBay. Although I did see a listing some years back. It was taken down, but somebody was trying to sell a classroom of Chinese kids.
Well, some chick tried to sell her virginity on there one time too. She got a lot of money for it.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have enough of my PayPal, but this one
comes to us. We got outbid for it. He was pretty pissed off.
Cocky nuts will do just about anything, but this one—he's
a crazy fucker.
Yeah, comes from our friend Michelle Gant at Fox News. This man lists used girlfriend for sale on eBay and is shocked when bids reach 119G, whatever that is. But we're going to get 119,000.
Who calls it a G though? Like I know 119 grand, but fucking G.
You are fake news.
Says, well, that backfired. A man who listed his girlfriend for sale on eBay as a prank was shocked when the bids reached over $119,000 within 24 hours. She's blonde. She takes selfies. Dale Leakes, who lives in London, wanted to have a laugh, so he thought it would be funny to list his girlfriend of 1 year, Kelly Greaves, on the auction site. CTV News reports he described her condition as for parts or not working, and wrote that she starts okay, but after that, there's a constant whining noise that I can't seem to stop. Body work is fairly tidy, but close-up shows signs of wear.
Oh boy.
No serious damage, but you can see that she's been used. Please bear in mind, when bidding, she's 37 years old. Basically, first thing in the morning, she can be very temperamental. Once warmed up, the whining noise lessens, but I would be lying if I said it goes away completely. The rear end leaks a little bit, but nothing that can't be plugged.
Oh, boy. And then after this, she wrote a list of 22 things that he can't do anymore. Any offers considered would be interested in a part exchange with a younger model. Sold as seen, no returns. When Leakes showed the listings to Greaves, she went along with the prank, thinking no one would see it. But when the couple went to dinner that night, Leakes' cell phone started going crazy with hundreds of bids and crude messages from interested parties around the world.
The two bots.
I thought, oh no, what have I done? Leakes told CTV News. The ad was removed by eBay after 24 hours for violating the website's policy against selling human body parts or remains, but not before being seen 81,000 times.
Oh no.
While Leakes admits he wouldn't have actually sold his girlfriend. That's reassuring. But when the bids started increasing, he joked, I would have been quite sad to see her go, but it wouldn't have been so sad because I would have been crying in my Ferrari or my Lamborghini. For her part, Grief said maybe it would have worked out because if the newer owner had that kind of money, that she was going to have a better quality of life.
Touche. She got his ass back.
And I appreciate the fact that the girlfriend actually went along with it and thought it was pretty funny. You know, I always wonder though if the people that were bidding kind of knew, like, obviously you can't sell a person on eBay, so they're like, might as well bid on it because I'm not going to have to pay this.
Yeah, just, I mean, Somali pirates or something. But some of the comments are funny. But when it's here, it says, thank you, Carfax. Prior to bidding, I ran a history report, 2005 to 2011. She had 3 minor ding and scratch accidents.
Oh, boy.
2016, she was in a 3-way rollover accident and is now registered with a salvage title. Ugh.
She salvage title. She blew her end out.
Oh, boy. So she's got a sense of humor, which is good. So yeah, she's a keeper.
Yeah, apparently. All right, next story here. takes Louisiana. Us to Louisiana, where a man says ghosts planted meth on him after he was attacked with an axe. I'd like to say that this was, you know, from our friends at World News Daily Report or something like that, but this is actually an ABC, no, CBS. I don't understand something. This fucking website. KNOE News, but there's a CBS. But then it says ABC, now CW. I don't know. There's some sort of legit network, allegedly. Well,
KNOE, it has the little CBS. So we'll just, either way, it's legit. CBS, it's ABC, who gives a shit?
Yeah, they're an actual news network. But it says authorities say they arrested a Quachita Parish man on drug and false reporting charges after he told them quite a story, possibly involving a ghost. The Quachita Parish Sheriff's Office said they responded to a home on Lynette Drive in the West Monroe area after getting a call from a man who said he had been attacked with an axe. The man
Robert Kilmowski's.
Oh, boy. The man claimed someone stabbed him in the head with a bladed weapon.
Oh, no.
Funny thing about the elderly listener. So they're at the beach right now. Enjoying all the wind because of the hurricane that just blew through the area. And it's north of them. So they didn't get the rain, but they got a whole lot of the wind. But irregardless, she sent me a picture earlier. You ever heard of the restaurant Dick's?
Yes.
Okay. So they went to Dick's today and she sent a picture. So they make these hats. They're one of those restaurants. They get paid good money to be an asshole to you. And like you go along with it and they're, you know, and they're rude and condescending and stuff like that.
They're like us.
Yeah. I mean, it's like us, only like they're supposed to be that way.
they get paid.
My dad's
$1,000 a month.
My dad's hat says the only thing getting hard on me these days is the stairs. And my mom says stripper of the year, 1815. Oh boy.
That's good.
Yeah, good stuff. When deputies arrived, they found
hip young mom.
They found the caller Michael L. Ottenberry at his front door, cursing at people who were obviously not there. Deputies say the man was not calm and cursing at them too. So they placed him in handcuffs for their safety. Upon looking Ottenberry over, they say they found no indication that he had actually been hit in the head with an axe. According to arrest.
So no bleeding or anything?
Yeah. Oh, apparently.
No gaping wounds?
Nope. Good to go.
Skull fracture.
This is a short one. I'm just going to finish it up. According to arrest records, Ottenberry also told deputies that intruders were inside his home. They went inside, but they say they couldn't find any intruders. What they did find, however, was a small bag of meth in plain view on a nightstand. They say they also found a gram of meth on Ottenberry. When asked about the meth, deputies say Ottenberry told them that either intruders, which still pretty far-fetched, or a ghost planted the meth.
Yeah.
Intruders are a ghost. Intruders, sure. I don't know any home invaders that would come in and plant meth in somebody's house. A ghost? Oh, boy. Ottenberry is charged with giving a false police report in possession of controlled dangerous substance. Good old Ottenberry. He's crazy.
Yeah, Michael Ottenberry.
He likes meth. He still likes meth.
He fully endorses it.
He fully endorses meth. You know, there's times he did too much meth.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
Good old Michael Ottenberry.
Oh, boy.
This next one takes us to your neighbors in Minnesota.
Yeah.
It says a man uses CPR to save a squirrel hit by a car. Police in Minnesota shared video of a man using CPR to revive a squirrel that was not responding after being struck by a car.
What the fuck?
The Brooklyn Park Police Department said officers were on patrol last month when they came across the unusual sight, I would say, of a man near the curb of a road using a gloved hand to push down on the chest of a motionless squirrel. The man told police he was trying to save the squirrel after hitting it with his car.
Oh, boy.
The officers recommended the man flip the squirrel onto his belly in the road and starts to move seconds after the man complies. The man shared high fives with the officers as the squirrels apparently resuscitated.
I'm watching the video right now, by the way.
Yeah. Now, would you do that, though? Would you stop, actually run over a squirrel, pull over, and start giving? I mean, the mouth-to-mouth is going to be hard. I mean, the fucker might bite you. You got rabies.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they're basically rodents. They're tree rodents, and they have diseases and stuff. So this guy, he's got his finger. He's doing, infant CPR on him, just kind of pushing with his glove.
Yeah.
Kind of...
And why does he have gloves in his car? Is he dumping, dead bodies out over the embankment? Blow up nudie dolls?
I think what probably happened is,
maybe he's a doctor.
He's petting the squirrel now. He's.
Yeah, he is. He's TCP-080, petting the squirrel.
Oh, boy. So, then there goes the squirrel. What the fuck? Maybe he was a stunned. I'm not sure.
It could be. They get hit. They play possum. They kind of roll over and then they run off. But I mean, it's probably like anything. I mean, we experience shock, and I think they do too.
Yeah, well, let the idiot think you saved the squirrel's life. Congrats, dude.
When the squirrels have feelings, Rob, and they can make you feel better.
I like to watch the squirrels in the trees. Yeah. They relax me. I wouldn't perform CPR on them.
He'd perform other things on the squirrel, but not CPR.
Well, we don't talk about that here.
Yeah, no.
One of the many skeletons in my closet that's never going to come out.
All right. Well, the next
can't
one
give all, I can't give away all my secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next one, speaking of squirrels. We've talked about different emotional support animals.
The peacock.
Prior, we had the peacock. We've heard of emotional support dogs.
Yeah, TTP-051, emotional support peacock.
And the latest one is a woman is removed from a plane after boarding with her emotional support fucking squirrel.
Bullshit.
Oh, boy. This is according to Yahoo and, was apparently reported on Good Morning America.
Yep.
Okay. Flying That's squirrels. Just legit. Flying squirrels are a species. Get it? But not a job description, at least according to Frontier Airlines. The Orlando Police Department was forced to remove courses in Florida. A woman from a Frontier Airlines plane Tuesday night after she tried to bring a squirrel on board, claiming it was an emotional support animal, according to the airline. The woman was advised that squirrels are not allowed on board by Frontier support animal policy.
That's bullshit.
Man, it's Anna. They're discriminatory. They're discriminating against squirrels.
Yep, flying squirrels.
Yeah.
I think it's the passenger noted in their reservation.
Oh, wait, no. That's
different. Different article. The passenger noted in the reservation that they were bringing on an emotional support animal, but it was not indicated that it was a squirrel. The airline said in a statement provided to Orlando ABC affiliate WFTV, rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on Frontier flights. According to its website, Frontier policy reads, "We do not accept unusual or exotic animals, including but not limited to rodents," just like you said.
Yeah.
Reptiles, insects, hedgehogs, rabbits, sugar gliders, birds. Oh, that thing will kick your ass. Non-household birds were improperly cleaned and or animals with foul odor, such as skunks, ferrets, I would assume. You know what a sugar glider is?
Well,
Google that shit.
Oh,
people
cute,
like
though.
Those sugar gliders.
They're cute.
Yeah, it is cute, but it's weird as shit. It's like a little mouse, raccoon, chipmunk. It's like all in one.
Wow.
People love those things.
You should get one of those.
I should.
Let's see here. Not only was the woman removed.
Oh.
Everyone on the plane.
What, honey?
Everyone on the flight headed a plane after she refused to exit.
Oh, no, I'd be pissed. Refused
to deplane in Orlando, police were called and requested that everyone be deplaned so they could deal with the passenger. Frontier said in its statement, police eventually escorted the passenger off the aircraft and took her to the main terminal. Video shot by passengers on the plane showed the woman being taken off the plane in a wheelchair as she was jeered for refusing to comply with the airline's order. She flashed a middle finger and then thumbs up as people clapped for her removal. I gotta watch the video here.
Well, she's a piece of work. She wears the big old New Balance t-shirts and...
All right, let's see what we got here.
She's a Walmart shopper, Rob. I guess that's probably the easiest way to put it.
Why don't I see it? I don't see her.
She's right at the top of the article. She's going to make it in the show article.
I'm looking at the wrong fucking video. There's a lot of videos.
Yeah, there's videos. They put those weird ads in front of there that piss me off.
That's stupid. Oh, here's another video right here. Oh, she is not happy. Then again, if my flight's delayed because some crazy bitch with a fucking squirrel on my plane is refusing to get off, I'd be cheering when she was removed as well. So, oh boy. We finished the article, right?
We did. Would you believe the next one takes us to Texas?
What?
Yeah, Texas.
Oh, man.
Texas police find nearly $25,000 in stolen tequila after a man advertises it on social media.
He was probably printing bills at the library earlier that day.
Yeah, and he swung by the local Quickie Mart and stole a bunch of tequila. But Laredo police made an arrest Thursday after finding more than 1,000 bottles of tequila that had been reportedly stolen last month. Officers found the Patron... tequila valued at more than $24,500 after a man started advertising massive sales on social media pages, police said in a Facebook post. They tracked the sales to a Laredo home where they found numerous cases of tequila as well as a loaded .357 caliber Taurus revolver.
Oh.
Authorities arrested Manuel Alejandro Martinez Fernandez on a federal charge of being an illegal alien in possession of a firearm. Charges for the tequila theft are pending, police said.
Wow.
So, yeah, steal a bunch of shit and then put it on Facebook to have people come pick it up for a small fee.
That's the way they do in Mexico.
Yeah, well.
You thought it was going to work the same.
Once Mexico builds that wall, Rob, none of this shit will happen. Then we won't have a show.
Oh, boy. So, last weekend, we're on our way back from soccer from Collins' soccer game, and we passed a couple of churches, and God bless them. The volunteers at the churches are all holding signs on the side of the road, the anti-abortion signs. And I'm not going to talk about whether I'm pro or anti. Well, I don't think there's a such thing as pro-abortion. I think it's pro-choice. You are.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody just loves abortion, except for this lady here.
Doesn't affect me in one way or the other.
This lady, though, California,
of course.
I think actually does love abortions. In fact, according to our friends over at World News Daily Report, this activist proudly breaks world record by getting her 27th abortion. 34-year-old pro-choice activist has officially broken a world record after receiving her 27th abortion. She looks super happy about it, too, in the picture. The historic operation was performed at the Sacramento Street Health Center and required Elena Davis, 34, to visit the abortion clinic 3 consecutive times because she was 24 weeks pregnant. Elena Davis, 34, a medical school student who hopes to one day perform abortions herself. See, she's doing for educational purposes. Believes abortion is a right and hopes to inspire other women to have it practiced on them by showing others that it is safe and healthy procedure. I feel great. I love the feeling of being pregnant, but I would never want to bring a newborn baby into this miserable world. Liquid fecal excrement. Reporters. If abortion is murder, then I'm a mass murderer, she told reporters jokingly. Elena Davis had her first abortion at the age of 9.
It says, what, honey?
It says abortion. Why my mom? Why would you put her there? Said, abortions have since been the ideal solution for her. Since she reacts negatively to birth control and emergency contraceptive pills. Although, Travis says she loves the feeling of being pregnant and bearing life within her womb. She says she realizes that giving birth would only doom her to child to a life of misery and suffering, just like we all doom our children to, and be an extra burden for the planet. I feel in awe of the fact that I can make a baby. I can give life and then take it away, she added. Other pro-choice activists on social media have even compared her to legendary feminists such as Margaret Sanger and Margaret Thatcher. Really? Margaret Sanger? Is it Sanger or Sanger?
Sanger.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger. It doesn't sound right. Margaret Thatcher. All the Margarets. Although she claims she's just doing her part to make the world a better place.
Well, you know, she's got to be commended for that. She's looking to help everybody else. And Elena, you know, you take your vintage Pyrex and you do what you need to do.
Oh, boy. Great, great. This is, you know, just another great story from our friends at World News Daily Report.
Yeah, they bring us the stuff that nobody else is talking about.
For instance.
And thankfully, people bring the two Bobs into their lives to hear about this stuff. Yeah. They're not hearing about it anymore.
But I mean, you know, after you're done here, feel free to turn to newsdailyreport.com where you can see other great inspirational stories like this one. For instance, the story, I don't know if you've heard about this one, Robert, the story out of Florida where there were 16 girls found pregnant after a teenager ejaculated in the pool.
That's been known to happen.
He had really strong swimmers. I love some of the comments here, too.
Oh, the comments are the best. Because people, I think, look at this stuff and they're really impacted by it. They want to share their thoughts.
I think and I think that it's funny because I don't know if the people out here really think that this is a real story.
It is real, Rob.
You aren't having an abortion. You are murdering another human being. Good thing she keeps having abortions. Think of the way she would treat the child if she had it. This mass murder deserves a death penalty. She likes the feeling of being pregnant. How do you think your baby is like being torn apart? You're an evil, horrid woman. She had her first at age 9. She needs psychiatric help. Oh, boy. So there must be people that actually think this is real news, right? They probably clicked on a link on Facebook and they got this.
Well, people are entitled to their own opinions, so that's not for us to decide. You know, we certainly have ours, and we know that I have mine.
That's true. I know, Cocky Nuts. Isn't that crazy?
Well, Cocky Nuts is crazy. Well, I think that's episode 80.
Yep, that's it. Boom. Done.
Well, it's another good episode. We got a lot of good news out there for everybody to enjoy this week. And
we always do. Well, we never disappoint.
Wow. And if we do, you let us know that Rob cares. I might actually listen to it and see and, you know, maybe try to steer him in the right direction from time to time. But what do I know? I've never had Nutella.
Yeah. Other listener was like, you know, a couple weeks ago, I was like, I don't really like your crazy news. I'm like, I don't. Oh, okay. Thanks for the feedback. Like, I don't care. I got to tell you. Don't listen then.
Shut the fuck up, Robert.
Exactly. Shut the fuck up, Robert.
Alexa, tell me something weird.
That Russian job advert for the title of Cat Chief has been filled. 80 applicants applied for the role, but only one woman. A woman named Svetlana was appointed guardian of the town's felines. To help her with the task, she was given a bicycle and uniform, including a bright green jacket, black bow tie and hat. She has also been given a budget of 5,700 rubles per month. That's $85 to ensure the cats are happy.
Yeah, the cats are happy, Rob. She's making sure the cats are happy. And if any squirrels get run over, she's probably going to give them CPR as well.
Probably. Give them mouth to mouth.
I would like to. I mean, this chick from Walmart with the fake Michael Jackson, she can get me mouth to mouth. She's not really wearing pants either.
Well, that's the only way to give mouth to mouth, if you ask me. If I see somebody's drowned in a pool and they need CPR, first thing I do is drop trowel. All right, let's do this. Let me take my pants off.
That's right. You never know what happened. They got to repay. Oh my! They got to repay you somehow.
Exactly. All right.
And if it's not on the list, that's it.
Oh, bye.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.